Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，早上好。
Praise the Lord, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Truth.
感谢赞美主，圣灵和真理的灵。
Will lead us into all the truth.
带领我们进到一切的真理里面。
Lately, I felt the Lord reminds me a passage.
最近主用一节的经文来提醒我。
That is so. I felt maybe the the truth the Lord wants me to share with brothers and sisters.
这也许就是神主要我和弟兄姊妹来分享的真理。
It is in Matthew chapter 11.
是在马太福音十一章。
Please turn your Bible to Matthew chapter 11, and then we'll read the verse from 25 to 30.
请弟兄姊妹们把圣经翻到马太福音十一章，我们会从第二十五节读到第三十节。
And so I'll read in English and my brother will read in Chinese.
我会读中文，我会读英文的，我弟兄会翻译成中文。
So here I read, this is the translation of NASB 95. At that time, Jesus said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent, and have revealed them to infants. Yes, Father. For this way was well-pleasing in your sight. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father. Nor does anyone know the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wills to reveal him. Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me,For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find the rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
马太福音十一章二十五节，那时耶稣说，父啊，天地的主，我感谢你，因为你将这些事向聪明通达人就藏起来，向婴孩就显出来。父啊，是的，因为你的美意本是如此，一切所有的都是我父交付我的，除了父，没有人知道子。除了子和子所愿意指示的，没有人知道父。凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
Yeah. So I think this is, we live in a very, demanding world with a very,demanding lifestyle.
我们生活在一个非常忙碌的一个世界，我们也会有一个非常忙碌的生活方式。
Yeah, so I think that restless is probably a common experience.
那个没有安息，可能对大家来说是一个很共同的一个经验。
Or many people say that it's very stressful or very depressing, especially during this two almost three years of pandemic.
特别是在过去的这两年的疫情期间，很多的弟兄姊妹，很多人都感到说没有安息，里面很紧张，压力很大。
Yeah, so I think this the Lord reminds me. Here's the secret to have rest.
主就提醒我们说，这里有一个秘密，让我们能够得享安息。
So I think it's good that we all meditate of the Lord's words together.
我们今天早晨就一同来思想主的话语。
The first thing the Lord says here is.Come unto me. So it will, our focus will be from verse 28 to 30.
这里我们先来看第二十八节到第三十节。
Although I felt it's good that we read that in its context. That's why we started from verse 25.
虽然我们从第二十五节读到三十节，这里面有一个很好的就是我们背景，我们需要了解一下。
Yeah. But here the first thing the Lord says to us is, Come unto me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
这里主第一件事情要对我们所说的话就是凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来我就使你们得安息。
Now we may think that this is right for us because our lifestyle is so busy and so stressful.
我们都可以觉得说这句话对我们来说实在是太合适了因为我们的生活方式实在是很繁忙。
So sometimes we felt like, oh, if I just change my job or maybe, take a vacation, it will be all good.
很多时候我们以为说也许我们换一个工作也许我去度个假那么就解决问题了。
Actually, a lot of time I found out that after vacation I have more stress.
很多时候我们都有这个经验，说我们度完假之后我们更紧张，压力更大了。
But think about this. The Lord said this 2,000 years ago.
大家想一想，主说这句话的时候，实际上是2000年前说的。
So even back then, in that 2,000 years ago, in those days, people had no rest as well.
就是2000年前，那个时代的人已经没有安息了。
Actually, since Adam and Eve sinned against God and separated from God, there has been no rest in this world.
事实上，自从亚当和夏娃犯罪之后，这个世界就没有安息了。
Yeah, thank the Lord, He gave us such a promise.
我们感谢主，他赐给我们这样的应许。
Let's pay attention to what He says. He says all.
我们来仔细的看主所说的话。主这里说所有。
Yeah, that is no matter what who we are, no matter which person, and no matter what kind of issue we face.
这里说不管我们是谁，不管我们在什么样的环境里面面对什么样的情况。
Whether it's for the schooling, whether it's for work, for health, for wealth, for relationships, or any other things.
不管我们是学校的课业，是我们的工作，是我们的人际关系，任何的事情。
No matter what bothers us, cause burden in our heart, He can give us rest.
不管我们遇到什么样的重担，我们都能够从主那里得到安息。
If we believe His words, we will find His promise is true.
如果我们相信主的话，我们就发现说他的应许是真实的。
And we'll experience the rest He gives.
我们就能够经历到主赐给我们的安息。
Brother Watchman Nee says that this verse, Matthew 11:28,
我们李德威弟兄提到说，这一节经文十一章的28节
saved many people just like John 3:16,
曾经拯救了很多人，就像约翰福音3:16一样。
So we know this promise is so wonderful and true that for anyone who believes will receive.
我们知道这个应许是何等的奇妙，何等的真实，你只要相信你就能得着。
And the key point here is come unto me.
这里重点是到我这里来。
Yeah, I think sometimes our common failure is maybe we come and go, right?
对我们来讲，常见的一个错误可能就是说，我们也许到主面前去，可是我们去了又回来了。
Yeah, 我来了又去。Yeah.
我们来了又去了。
Yeah, so we are heavy laden, right? And then so we came to the Lord and we find the rest.
我们是劳苦担重的人，我们到主那里去，我们找到安息了。
And then we shift our focus to the things from the Lord.
然后我们把我们的注意力从主身上挪到我们做的工作上面去了。
And then we became restless again.
然后我们又没有安息了。
Resting belongs to the Lord.
安息是属于主的。
If we stay with Him, we'll find a constant rest.
如果我们与主在一起，我们就能找到永远不变的安息。
So this is a wonderful promise for all of us.
对我们来讲，这是一个很奇妙的一个应许。
But the Lord did not stop here.
但是我们的主并没有停在这里。
Yeah, sometimes we may feel like, hey, this is good enough, and that's all I need.
也许有的时候我们说，哦，这已经够了，这就是我所需要的。
But the Lord says something further.
但是我们主还说了更深的话。
In verse 29, He says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest."For your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
因为主接着说，我心里柔和谦卑，你们担负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
I think the Lord here teaches something more advanced.
主在这里教导我们那些更深入的一些真理。
Let me explain what I mean.
也许我试着解释一下。
So, brothers and sisters, you probably remember in John chapter 1, John mentioned that in the Lord's fullness, we have all received, and it's grace upon grace.
我们这些里面也许都记得，在约翰福音第一章里面，约翰提到说，我们在他的里面，我们有真理，有恩典。
在他的丰满里，我们都领受了，
在他的丰满里面我们都领受了，
就恩上加恩。对不起 sorry, that is the verse I didn't mention to my brother. John chapter 1. So we can take a look together. John chapter 1 verse 16.
约翰第一章16节.
And of his fullness we have all received, and the grace upon grace.
从他丰满的恩典里面，我们都领受了，而且恩上加恩。
So that tells us that seems like there are different stages.
我们这里好像看见说有不同的阶段。
There's when we met him, the moment it's already grace.
在我们遇见主的时候，我们就已经得到恩典了。
But the more that we know him, the more we follow him, we find there's more grace.
但是当我们越多的认识我们的主，越多的跟随我们的主的时候，我们看到。 越来越多的恩典在我们前面。
Yeah, and then there's more grace. So it's grace upon grace.
这是恩上加恩的一个情形。
And then Paul also mentioned in 2 Corinthians that says that our transformation when we behold his glory is from glory to glory.
保罗弟兄也提到说，当我们来仰望我们主的时候，我们要被改变，我们要荣上加荣。
So it seems to me that here this is my personal opinion. You can just take for reference. So here I feel that the Lord in Matthew chapter 11 here, he says, there's a rest, but there's also rest upon rest.
这是我个人的经验，弟兄们可以参考。好像这里在主在十一章二十九节这里说有一个安息，但是呢，在这安息的里面还有更深的安息。
Yeah, so in verse 28, we already receive rest when we come to him. But in verse 29, he says, well, there's a further rest that you can experience.
在28节这里说，当我们来到主的面前的时候，我们已经得到了安息。但29节则继续说，在这个安息的这个情形里面，你还能有更深的安息。Yeah,
so how do we have that further or deeper rest?
那怎么样能够经历到这种更深的安息呢？
There's a couple things I think we should consider from these two verses.
从这里的经文里面，我们来思想这几个点。The
first thing is about the yoke.
第一点的话，我们来思想一下关于这个恶。
Now, when I read this verse when I was young, I felt like, oh, I don't want the yoke.
当我在年轻的时候读到这些经文的时候，我说，哎呀，我不要再负这个恶。
Wasn't that the verse 28, the Lord already says, I'm heavy laden, so now I just want to cast out my burden. How can I cast out the burden and take another yoke? It's just, I don't understand, right? I didn't understand back then.
因为28节这里说, 把劳苦担重担的人，我们已经是劳苦担重担的人了，对不对？我们要把我们的重担放下，我们来到主的面前去。然后这里主在29节又说，这里还有一个恶，要我们来负主的恶。怎么样能够放下重担又负主的恶呢？我实在不理解，在我年轻的时候不理解这件事情。Then
gradually I realized the yoke in the Bible is actually means a coupling.
在圣经里面，这个恶的话呢，实际上是有一个叫耦合的意思。
Yeah, it is a wooden crossbeam linking two farming animals together.
这是一个木质的横梁，把两个就是农场里面的这个动物，耕田的动物连在一起。
And the farmer will put the yoke upon a pair of oxen and guide both animals with reins to plow the field.
农夫的话呢，会把这个轭的话呢，放在两只的公牛的这个背上。 然后的话呢，用一个缰绳来引导他们往前耕田。
So when the Lord says, take my yoke, he never says, hey, you alone, take the yoke.
当我们的主说负我的轭的时候，我们的主并不是说，哎，你来负你的轭，你自己去耕田。
The Lord means that he actually asks us to take his yoke with him.
我们主在这里说，是要负他的轭，与他一同来负轭。
The yoke is upon both the Lord and me.
这里的轭的话呢，是一方面是放在主的肩膀上，一方面是放在我们的肩膀上面。
Now when I realized this, it was such a comfort to me.
当我意识到这一点的时候，我里面得了这样大的安慰。
Think about this. Today the yoke is upon both on the Lord's shoulder and my shoulder.
我们想象一下，现在的话呢，我们是与主一同负轭，这个轭是在他的肩膀上，也在我们的肩膀上。
Who takes the majority of the burden?
到底是谁在那里面来使劲来往前走呢？
The Lord.
是主自己。
Thank the Lord.
我们感谢主。
So he asks us to be his yoke fellow.
他叫我们与他一同负轭。
Yeah, for the Father's business.
为了我们父的以父的事为念。
The second thing is to consider is this is the calling.
我们第二件要思考的事情就是这是一个呼召。
So that means that he doesn't force us.
就是说他不是要强迫我们来做这件事情。
But it is an honor.
这是一个荣耀的呼召。
To labor with our Lord for the purpose of God.
我们为了神的旨意与我们的主一同来赴恶。
It doesn't mean we have to pay certain price.
这确实是我们需要付一些代价。
Because with the yoke, now the ox is no longer free.
在这个赴恶的这个牛的话，它就不自由了。
Yeah, these pair of oxen, they cannot go as they desire, but they have to follow the master's commands.
在这恶下面的那两只公牛的话，它就不能自己走自己的路了，它需要来跟随主人的引导。
So what the Lord says here is he asks us to be willingly to take the yoke.
主在这里说，他要我们自愿的来负他的恶。
Yeah, a lot of time we felt like, oh, if the Lord says take the yoke, well, I'll just jump into some kind of service. Maybe then I'm taking the yoke. No, the focus is on our willingness.
我们很多时候有个误解说，好像主要我们负恶的时候，我们马上就好像是要放下事情，要进到服事里面去。但主这里是说，是要我们要愿意来甘心乐意的来负他的恶。
Amos chapter 3 verse 3 says, shall two walk together except they have agreed.
圣经里面有一句话就说，两个人若不同心，岂能同行呢？
Yeah. So here the Lord is asking, are you willing? Take the yoke.
这里主问我们说，你愿意吗？你愿意与我一同负恶吗？
Yeah. The third thing that so the Lord says here is learn from me.
第三点的话，这主在这里说，
So it is actually a great opportunity to learn from the Lord when we take His yoke.
这实在是个很难得的机会，当我们来负主的轭，来学他的样式。
If we remember in its context, the Lord had a signing because even though He did so many miracles, a lot of people rejected Him. They did not take His words. Seriously.
我们刚才读的这段经文的前面，就是25节那里，主有一个叹息，就是因为他在地上行了很多的神迹，可是呢，许多的人还是不认识我们这位主，不明白我们父的心意。So
the Lord said very clearly, no one can know the Father except the Son, and no one can know the Son except the Father, and those that the Lord wills to reveal.
所以主在27节这里说，除了父，没有人知道子。 除了子和子所愿意指示的，没有人知道父。So
here, when the Lord asks us to take His yoke, He's saying and learn from Him. He is saying that He is giving us chance, an opportunity to know Him, that He can reveal us Himself.
所以主在这里说，你们学我的样式，实际上是说他给我们一个机会，让我们能够来接受他的训练，来学习他的样式，这样他可以把他的心意向我们来启示出来。
If we know this, then we'll find, yes, Lord, I'm willing to take.
当我们看见这一点的时候，我们马上可以说，主啊，是的，我们愿意来负你的轭，学你的样式。
Yeah. By nature, we are all self-centered and undisciplined.
按照我们自己的本性的话，每个人都是以自我为中心的。
Yeah, we like to decide what to do and where to go.
我们喜欢自己来决定说我们要做什么事情，我们要去哪里。
And we do not know how to labor in the Lord's vineyard.
我们不明白，不晓得怎样在主的葡萄园里面来做工。And
we do not enjoy being disciplined.
我们也不喜欢被主管教。So
the Bible uses wild donkey to illustrate our nature.
圣经用野驴来比喻我们的天性。Yeah.
Whether we by nature we have a good manner or bad temper, we're still wild.
不管我们这个人是修养好或者修养不好，脾气不好，我们的里面的本性都有这个野的本性的里面。So
imagine what happens when the farmer puts the yoke upon a wild donkey.
我们想象一下，如果农夫把这个轭放在这个野驴的背上会怎么样？
It probably shakes and jumps and kicks.
也许这野驴啊会在那里挣扎，会在那里踢，会在那里咬，要把这个轭给甩掉。
It's just like Saul in Book of Acts before he was saved.
就像扫罗在信主之前那种光景。
Yeah, before he was saved, he kicked the goats, right?
在他信主之前的话呢，他是用脚来踢那个刺的。
So how do we learn from him?
我们怎么样能够来学主的样式呢？
And actually, when the Lord talks about the yoke, it's actually give us a picture.
当主说的恶的时候，他实际上给我们一幅图画。
This is how a farmer trains a young ox. He pairs the young ox with the old ox to take the yoke together.
这是农夫怎么样来训练那个年轻的这个公牛，他就是把这个年轻的公牛和那个年长的公牛放在一起，然后让他们一同负轭。
Now in the beginning, the young ox doesn't understand the farmer's orders and often causes trouble.
在开始的时候，年轻的公牛可能不明白主人的心意，不听主人的命令，就造成很多的麻烦。
But gradually, the young ox learns from the old ox example.
但是慢慢慢慢的，那个年轻的公牛就能够从年长的公牛的身上，能够学到怎么样来听主人的话，顺服主人的命令。
And the two can work in harmony.
那么这两只公牛就可以很和谐的在一起工作。
So this is how we learn from him.
这就是我们怎么样从主的身上来学习。
When we co-yoke with him, we closely follow his steps, and we'll find he's very gentle and patient to teach us.
当我们与主负轭的时候，我们紧紧地跟随他的脚踪，我们就能够发现主我们的主是何等的温柔谦卑。We
thank the Lord for he is so good to us.
我们感谢主，他对我们是何等的好。Now
the fourth thing to consider is, the Lord says you will find rest for your souls.
第四点，主在这里说，你们就必得享安息。So
we find this yoke, even though it causes restriction in our life, but it also brings great gain.
我们这里发现说，虽然这个恶对我们来说是个限制，但是对我们是有极大的益处的。Now
what does that mean that we will find the rest for our souls?
这里说你们心里就必得享安息是什么意思呢？
I think this is my understanding.
这是我个人的领会。In
verse, if we are staying in the condition of verse 28,
如果我们只是停留在这第28节的光景里面,
we did receive the rest from the Lord.
我们确实是从主得到了安息,
but our inner man is not changed.
但是我们里面的人没有被改变。
You remember in John chapter 12, the Lord gave us a parable.
我们记得在约翰福音第12章里面，主给我们一个比喻。
He says that unless a kernel of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it would remain one.
那你说，一粒麦子剥落在地里死了，仍旧是一粒。
In other words, if we stay in verse 28, we will be like that kernel of wheat. Yes, we receive blessing. Yes, we receive the rest, but we remain one.
如果我们只是停留在28节的光景里面，我们就像那一粒麦子，虽然我们得到了安息，但是我们还是只是一粒麦子。
And then deep in our heart, we actually are not satisfied.
但在我们心的深处里面，我们对这种光景是不满足的。
We feel something is lacking.
我们觉得说还缺什么东西。
That's why we have no rest in our souls.
所以在我们心的深处，我们里面没有安息。
But if we respond to the Lord's calling in verse 29,
但是如果我们在29节这里能够对主的呼召有回应的时候，
we take his yoke,
我们负主的轭，
we surrender ourselves to him,
我们把我们的自己降服在主的手中，
then we'll find the purpose and fulfillment of our life.
我们就能够找到我们生命的意义和目的，也能够成就这个目的。
And then we find rest in our souls.
然后在我们的心的深处，我们就找到真正的安息了。So
a brother said this, Christ's rest is not a rest from work, but in work.
有位弟兄这么说，说基督的安息不是说工作之后的安息，乃是工作里面的安息。Not
a rest of inactivity, but of the harmonious working of all the faculties and affections.
我们弟兄接着说，这并不是说无所作为的安息，乃是在许多的这个工作、许多的能力、许多这个情感里面的一个和谐的安息。So
in our soul, there's the mind, the emotion, the feeling, the will. All these find harmony when we surrender to our Lord.
在我们的魂里面，我们有心思、情感、意志这些东西，能够在 主的里面找到这个和谐的这安息。Yeah,
thank the Lord. So this is really a secret to have a rest, a deeper rest.
感谢主，这实际上是一个得到更深的安息的一个秘诀。
And so the last thing to consider is that in verse 30, he says, For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
最后一点我们就看30节, 这里说, 我的轭是容易的, 我的担子是轻省的。
So here the word easy, even though I found all the English translations use the word easy, its Greek word doesn't mean it's like as easy or simple as a cake.
这里的话呢，讲我的轭是容易的。这个容易这个字的话呢，虽然在很多的英文翻译里面也是用容易，但是在原文，在希腊原文里面，它并不是讲说这个是很容易、很简单的意思。It
actually means good, gracious, kindly, and useful.
这里实际上是原文的有着好的、良善的、有充满恩典的、有用的这个意思。Yeah.
So when it describes the yoke, he means it's not a harsh yoke for us, but instead it is useful for us.
它原文的意思是说，这个轭并不是对我们很严苛的一个轭，而是说对我们是很有用的一个轭。What
does it mean useful?
很有用的轭是什么意思呢?
It is useful to train us, and it is useful to transform us from earthly to heavenly.
这个有用的话呢，是指在训练我们这件事情上是很有用，并且要把我们从属地的变成属天的这样的一个过程里面是很有用的。And
to conform us into the image of the Son of God.
要把我们磨成神儿子的形象。So
thank the Lord that His yoke is good.
我们感谢主，他的轭实在是美好的。And
the Lord promised that we will experience that His burden is light.
主也应许我们，他的担子是轻省的。Because
this yoke is upon both of us, not just on myself.
因为那个轭是担在主的肩上，也担在我们的肩上。这个轭并不只是担在我们个人的肩上而已。So
this passage is the secret to have rest.
所以这节经文就是那个秘诀，能够进入到更深的安息里面。And
not only just a brief rest, but it's a deeper rest and the fulfillment and purpose of life.
这个安息不是短暂的安息，这个安息是永远的安息，这个安息是很深的安息，并且这个安息要带来我们生命的意义的满足和实现。The
Lord says the Father has hidden these things from the wise.
我们主也说。 我们的父已经把这些事情从那些聪明人就隐藏起来。Pray
that we would take His words seriously, and we trust in Him and surrender to Him, and we'll experience the fulfillment of His promise in our life.
我们祷告，我们每一个人都能够认真的对待主的话，能够接受主的话，能够来进入主的话，能够真正实现主在这话里面所赐给我们的应许，真正永远的安息。Especially
for our young brothers and sisters. There's one more verse for you.
对年轻的弟兄姊妹们，我这里还在提一点经文。
Sorry, I'm still young, so it's for me too.
我也很年轻，所以这句话对我也适用。
Lamentation chapter 3 verse 27.
在耶利米哀歌这里3章27节这里说,
It is good for a man that he should bear the yoke in his youth.
人在幼年负轭，这原是好的。
Let us hide this word in our heart.
让我们每一个人把这些经文藏在我们的心中。
May the Lord make these real in our life.
愿主把这句话变成我们一个属灵的实际在我们生命里面。
I conclude my sharing.
我的分享就停在这里。
Thank the Lord for our brother's sharing.
我们为着弟兄的交通感谢主。
You know, we really, every time when we come together, I really thank the Lord that His Holy Spirit is at work in our midst.
我们是来感谢主，每次我们来到他面前的时候，我们看见圣灵在做他奇妙的工作。
And as our brother was reminding us about the reality of this rest upon rest or grace upon grace.
因为弟兄提醒我们说，这实在是何等的实在，就是恩上加恩。
There is an aspect of, I don't know if this is the right word, but regularity being expressed from moment to moment.
因为在每时刻我们发现，我不知道这是不是合适的用词，但是在每时刻里面，我们都感受到主对我们是经常的。And
so this morning, I'd like for us to draw our attention to a couple of passages from the scripture.
今天早上我们要再来读几段经文。
The first one is from Leviticus chapter 24, verse 2.
第一段是利未记24章第二节。
And I'll read it first in English, and then our brother can read it in Chinese.
我先用英文念一遍，我弟兄用中文念一遍。
Again, Leviticus chapter 24, verse 2.
利未记24章2节。
Command the people of Israel to bring you pure oil from beaten olives for the lamp, that a light may be kept burning regularly.
要吩咐以色列人把那为点灯捣成的青橄榄油拿来给你。
The next passage that we shall read is from Galatians chapter 2, verse 20.
第二段经文我们要读的是加拉太书2章20节。
I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
我已经与基督同钉十字架。 现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
The next passage that we shall read is from the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 13.
下一段经我们要读罗马书8章13节。
For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live.
你们若顺从肉体活着，必要死；若靠着圣灵致死身体的恶行，必要活着。And
then from the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 16.
我们接着读约翰福音14章16节。And
I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him, for he dwells with you and will be in you.
16:17节，我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在，就是真理的圣灵，乃世人不能接受的，因为不见他，也不认识他。你们却认识他，因他常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。
And next we shall turn back to the Old Testament, to the book of 2 Samuel, chapter 14, verse 14, and this is the second part of that verse.
我们接下来翻到旧约，是撒母耳记下第14章14节的后半段。But
God will not take away life, and he devises means so that the banished one will not remain an outcast.
神并不夺取人的性命，乃设法使逃亡的人不至成为赶出，回不来的。And
finally we shall read Psalms chapter 34, verse 8.
我们最后读诗篇34篇第8节。
O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him.
你们要尝尝主恩的滋味，便知道他是美善，投靠他的人有福了。So,
you know, through these verses, and we will maybe focus on them little by little, but the Lord has been reminding me, you know, in the last several weeks and months, through my daily reading about the condition of the Israelites.
在过去一段时间读经的时候，主一直提醒我，要我看见以色列人的光景。
And we see in the book of Judges, you know, chapter 1 and 2, that after Joshua died, that the Israelites started turning away from following God.
因为我们在世世纪看见说，在约书亚死了之后，以色列人就开始
And we know that this turning away was not a sudden one, but rather a gradual decline.
因为我们看到这个转移，并不是突然的转移，而是渐渐偏移。
You know, those who had witnessed God's miracles firsthand had followed Him, but those who came after them, who didn't witness it firsthand, gradually, such as the children, you know, gradually started going astray.
因为我们知道那一世代见过主的神迹的。 并没有离弃主，但是他们的儿女们没有见过的，慢慢就偏移了。And
we see this condition repeated generation after generation, where there was this gradual decline further and further away from God.
我们看见这一个情况，好像在各世代都发生，就是渐渐的从 从慢慢的就偏移，而且变坏。
And a few weeks ago, our brother's son, when he was sharing, he was sharing about the lampstand. The lampstand.
前几周，圣经有交通说灯台。
And we know that the lampstand represents the church, and the light when lit represents the testimony of Christ.
因为我们知道灯台就是代表教会，那灯台发光表示教会有见证。
That same week, I had gone back and I was reading through some of these passages.
当我读这些经文的时候
，and the passage that we first read from the book of Leviticus, chapter 24, verse 2, the Lord brought that to my attention.
因为我们刚才读了利未记二十四章第二节，主要这段经文引起我的注意。
And the portion that really stood out to me was the phrase that says that a light may be kept burning regularly.
因为那段经文抓住我的重眼光是那句话，要使灯常常点着。
The Lord reminded me of the importance for me individually as a believer and for us corporately to really have the desire to allow our light or the light of Christ in us to shine out brightly.
因为不仅是个人或是我们团体，我看见主的心愿是要我们能够灯常常发光，在基督里面的灯常常发光。
So I want us to look at this verse a little bit more carefully.
好，我们再来把这一段经文再仔细的读一下。
The first aspect is the Lord says, "Command the people of Israel."
因为第一句话是说要吩咐以色列人。
So we know that this word is from God Himself, and it was given to Moses.
因为我们知道这是神亲口向摩西说的话。
And this was applicable to the people of Israel, so to all the people of Israel.
所以这句话是说众以色列人，所以是适用在所有以色列人身上。
In the same way, the Lord is speaking to us because we are also His children.
所以同样的，主也是用这句话来告诉我们，因为我们是他的儿女。
Just as Israel is the chosen race, we are also chosen in Him.
正如以色列人是被拣选的族类，我们也是在主内被拣选的。
So this command is applicable to each one of us here today.
所以这句经文实在是适用在我们今天每个弟兄姐妹身上。
If we are saved, then this is applicable to us.
若是我们是蒙恩得救的，那这句话就适用在我们身上。
And it doesn't matter whether we are a great grandparent, a grandparent, a parent, or a child.
所以不拘我们或是做曾祖父或是祖父，或是我们是只是孩子们。
The second part of it is this phrase burning regularly.
那这第二句话是讲说这个灯要常常点着。
And this reminds me that it applies to our daily lives.
所以这就提醒我说这适用在我们每天的生活里面。
The word regularly occurs in the present tense.
因为这句话说常常是现在式。
And so we need to be led into this day by day, moment by moment.
所以我们应当被这句话所引导，天天的和每时每刻被这句话所引导。
So not only does it apply to every one of us, but it also is something that we need to live out day by day.
所以不仅这句话是适用在我们每个人身上，而且我们应当每天都能够活出来。
And it is not something that is just for our future generation, but the Lord wants us to experience this reality firsthand.
所以这句话不是说只是讲给后来的世代听，而是说主要我们能够天天经历这句话。
So that our children may be able to witness this first-hand experience, and that may lead them to the Lord to seek the same.
好叫我们的孩子他们可以看第一手的经历到我们是经历这样，所以可以用这句话，我们可以引导我们的孩子。
The other aspect is that in order for the lampstand to have its lamp burning regularly, it needs to have an inexhaustible supply of pure olive oil.
那另外一个这些经文另外一点讲到说。如果要使灯常常点着，我们知道有一个不可或缺的，就是那灯的油要常常有。
And we know this inexhaustible supply really speaks of the Holy Spirit.
那我们知道这一个无止境供应这个油呢，事实上是从借着圣灵的。
So not only is the pure olive oil represent the Holy Spirit, but we know that the Holy Spirit is eternal in nature.
因为我们知道这个情感来源是讲的是圣灵说的，我们知道圣灵也是无限量的。
And we know it is only the Holy Spirit who will accomplish God's purpose and will allow the testimony of Christ to be seen by everyone.
因为我们知道只有圣灵能够完成神的工作，而且只有圣灵才能叫我们的见证能够显明出来。
And then in this verse, there was another part of it that stood out to me.
那这些经文另外有一部分让我非常注意。
And this was the word beaten olives for the lamp.
那这讲到说这油是捣成的。
So, you know, I was looking up on the internet, how olive oil is typically extracted.
那当我就到网络上一查这个橄榄油是怎么做成的。
And the traditional way in many places,You know, the people take a stick and beat the tree.
传统方法就是人拿一根。
You know, today they may be using machines to shake the tree.
传统上人拿一张杖子、杆子去打。
But
现在也是用机器了。
Sorry. But the reality is when the tree is shaken or when it's beaten, the olives fall away from the branches.
那我们知道，当这个树被击打的时候，那个橄榄就掉下来。
And when I was reading that, you know, I was reminded of our salvation. The Lord has separated us, from sin and from the world.
因为当我读的时候，我就想到说，主是把我们分别出来，使我们脱离罪的生活。
But that is not enough.
但这还不够。
These olives have to actually be pressed so that the oil within can be released.
因为之后呢，这必须橄榄要被压。才能够产出油来。
And they say that the best oil is released immediately after the olives are removed from the tree and they are pressed.
因为有人这样说，要得到好的橄榄油，必须那橄榄从树上下来之后马上去压。
The longer we wait for that pressing to happen, the quality of the oil changes.
如果我们等了很久才去压那橄榄的话，那它产生的油的品质就没有那么好。
So this reminded me again as I was reading this was about the importance for the Holy Spirit that is in us to be able to be released through us.
所以这就提醒我说，在我们内住的圣灵是何等的重要，要从我们身上被显明出来。
The Lord truly desires that, you know, of the deliverance from our self life or soul life.
因为主实在是很乐意叫我们能够脱离我们己生命、魂生命。
You know, we praise the Lord that He has given us an indwelling Holy Spirit.
我们赞美主，因为他已经将圣灵内住在我们里面。
But the purpose isn't just for remaining within us. The purpose of that is not just that the Holy Spirit may remain within us.
那个目的呢，并不是圣灵就住在我们里面而已。
But the Lord desires that the life of Christ may be released through us.
而主的心愿是说，基督的生命能够从我们身上彰显出来。
And brothers and sisters, we know that this is none other than the power of the cross that is working in us.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们知道这正是十字架的大能和工作。
So we praise the Lord for this pressing of the olives.
所以我们感谢主，他说要这橄榄必须要压才能产出油来。
And the reality is only when these olives are pressed.Can that precious oil from within be released?
因为这个实际的情况就是必须要能压，然后油才能够产生出来。
So through this, the Lord was reminding me once again of the importance of the separation of the world in us.
所以经由这个主实在提醒我们，从世界分别出来是何等重要。
So first, when we are beaten, you know, we are separated from the world. But here, we see the separation of the world in us.
因为首先我要被击打，从世界分别出来，然后现在要被压，然后产生油。
And you know the so how do we apply this in our daily life?
所以我们怎样把这样事情应用在我们每天的生活里面
？You know, as I mentioned earlier, the Lord really wants us to experience this firsthand, moment by moment.
因为我刚才说过，说主的心愿是让我们每时每刻都能够第一手的来经历这个事实。
You know, sometimes we like to talk about this phrase, the good old days.
因为有时候我们好像先想要谈谈以前美好的日子。
And sometimes we get very comfortable just listening to the stories of the good old days, right?
有时候我们好像听起来以前发生过美好的事情，我们都觉得很舒服。
But the Lord has been convicting me that it's not just good enough to listen about those good old days.
但主在提醒我说，不光听以前美好的事情是不够的。
But I need to experience that in my own life.
也而是在我自己的生活里面能够经历这些。
You know, how can I ask my children to follow the Lord if they don't see the working of the Lord in my own life.
因为我在想说, 如果我的孩子没有在我身上见到主的工作, 我怎么可能叫他们来经历主呢?
As a church, how can we preach about the Lord if the testimony of Christ isn't seen in our midst?
而作为一个教会, 如果我们在传讲主耶稣基督的时候, 但在教会里面却没有彰显主自己, 这样是没有用的。
So, so practically, the Lord reminded me of a few things that which I want to share with you.
所以呢, 在实际的层面上, 主提醒我几件事情, 我现在跟弟兄姐妹交通。
The first is the need for me and for us to return to the Lord.
第一点就是我们必须要转向主。
And this is, it's a 180-degree change in direction.
这也就是说要180度的转变。
And as we saw that passage in the book of 2 Samuel chapter 14, verse 14, the second half of that, the Lord reminds us that He will not take away life, but He devises means so that the banished one will not remain an outcast.
因为在撒母耳记下14章14节后半部那里，神提醒我们说，神并不夺取人的性命，乃设法使逃亡的人不至成为赶出回不来的。
So if any one of us feel that we may have strayed away from the Lord, praise the Lord that He is so gracious and merciful and waiting for us to turn back to Him.
所以我们当中若有谁偏离，从主那边偏离出去，主是有恩典的，他愿意我们回来，不是成为被赶出的。
And not only is He waiting, but He also devises the means for us to turn back to Him.
不仅他要我们回来，而且这个经文讲说，神设法，他设计很多方法让我们能够回来。
So if you're here today and you're listening to this, we know that the Lord has a purpose.
所以当我们听到这时候，我们就知道主是有一个旨意的。
In calling us back to Him.
他要呼召我们回到他那里去。The
Lord desires that we may seek Him to return to Him and seek Him with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength.
因为主愿意我们回转向他，然后尽心尽性尽意来寻求他。Next,
the Lord is reminding us that the importance for me to focus and for us to focus on the separation of our heart unto the Lord.
那另外一点，主提醒我，就是我们应该把我们的心能够分别出来归给主。
So we talked about the process of how the olive oil is extracted from the olives.
因为我们刚才讲到说，这个橄榄如何成油。
And in the same way, the Lord wants us to be separated from the tree and then pressed out so that His life may be released through us.
同样的，主首先要我们从树上先分开，分别出来，然后被压，然后能够把主的生命彰显出来。
And this is a daily process, day by day, moment by moment, action by action.
而这个过程是每天的过程，也就是天天时时刻刻的过程。
And how do we do this? We claim the reality that we have been crucified with Christ.
那我们怎么得到这个呢？首先我们要宣告说，这个事实就是我们已经与基督同钉十字架了。
So I know it's no longer I, but Christ that lives in me.
现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。And
I'm so thankful for the phrase which from the book of Galatians that we read that says, "And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God."
我们也感谢神在加拉太书第2章20节那里讲到说，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活。
So brothers and sisters, whether we feel like it or not, we really need to claim this reality.
所以不管我们喜欢或不喜欢，我们应当要宣告这个事实。
And that is by faith and in the Son of God, so in Christ.
也就是说我们是因信神的儿子，或者说因神的儿子的信心而活着。
Then the Lord draws our attention to the passage we read from John chapter 14, where He speaks of another helper.
那主又把我的目光提醒到另外一段经文，就是约翰福音14章16节，另外一个保惠师。
And we read the passage, it says, "And I will ask the Father, and He will give you another helper to be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive."
这里讲到说，我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在，就是真理的圣灵，乃世人不能接受的。
And in the same passage, the Lord reminds us, the world cannot receive the Spirit of truth because it neither sees Him nor knows Him.
那同样一段经文里面，主也提醒我们说，世人不能接受这真理的圣灵，因为他们不见他，也不认识他。
And then the Lord reminds me that He dwells with you and will be in you.
但主也提醒我说，圣灵是与我们同在，住在我们里面。
So we praise the Lord. We need not walk as those who are blind.
所以我们感谢主，我们并不是像那盲眼的人在走路一样。
You know, I remind my, you know, both my children many times. You know, of course they have friends, and some of their friends, of course, you know, aren't, you know, believers.
有时候我提醒我的孩子们说，跟朋友交往的时候，因为他们有些朋友还没有信主。
And I always remind them, you know, whenever you're talking with them and they're giving you counsel or, you know, like giving you their opinion, remember one thing, that you have something in you that they don't.
那我就提醒我的孩子说，当你跟他们交往交通的时候，他们提出一些建议，提出一些想法的时候，你不要忘记，你在你里面有一样东西是他们所没有的。
So as believers, you know, we praise the Lord. We may not need to be walking like those who are blind.
因为我们知道说，我们是信主的，我们不需要靠着我们自己的心思来行事。
Because we can see what the world cannot see.
因为我们可以看见这世人所看不见的。
The Lord has given us His Holy Spirit.
因为主已经将圣灵赐给我们。
And the Spirit dwells within us and is with us forever.
而圣灵住在我们里面的，圣灵与我们永远同在。
You know, maybe really hold on to this precious reality.
我们实在应该紧紧抓住这个宝贵的应许。
And maybe be able to exercise that daily.
好叫我们每天都能够操练这个实际。
And then the Lord reminds us the passage we read from the book of Romans about the importance of putting to death the deeds of the body.
那主又借着罗马书第八章十三节提醒我说，如应当怎样借着圣灵要致死身体的恶行。
Now a couple of months in the career group during one of our Saturday meetings, we've been, you know, reading this book, Absolute Surrender.
当前几周我们在读经的时候，我们读到说完全的顺服。
And this passage from the book of Romans chapter 8 verse 13, the Lord really touched me when I read it.
罗马书八章十三节，我们刚刚读过的，是主用这些经文，真正的实在是摸着了我。
And it says, you know, for if you live according to the flesh, you will die; but if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live.
因为这里说到，你们若顺从肉体活着，必要死；若靠着圣灵致死身体的恶行，必要活着。
And I almost want to flip this, the order of this passage. It's to say.If we want to put to death the deeds of the body so that we may live, it only can be done by the Spirit, not by any other means.
因为这里讲到说，必须要靠着圣灵致死身体的恶行，不可以靠其他任何的方法。
Otherwise, it'll just be an expression of something good, but there is no release of the life of Christ.
不然的话，我们只是好像显出一些善行，但是并没有释放出主的生命。
And finally, you know, when we do experience this putting to death, then we can truly taste and see that the Lord is good.
那最后呢，如果我们真的靠着圣灵致死身体的恶行，我们就可以尝到主恩的滋味。
And then we allow that experience to lead us to continue to seek after the Lord until the next experience and so on and so forth.
那我们就可以一直不断地寻求主，一直从他里面得着经历。
You know, we praise the Lord that He...is in us and he gives us not only the willingness to do that which is good but he is that power in us that is able to accomplish that good.
我感谢主，主借着圣灵住在我们里面，他不仅让我们有这个愿做的心，他也赐给我们能力能够去做。
I'll just share a small example.
我来分享一个小小的例子。
You know, earlier this week, when I knew that I had to prepare, I had a very busy week.
刚刚过这一周呢，我事实上是非常忙碌。
And on Tuesday night, I was feeling extremely tired and fatigued, and even I thought maybe I should just rest.
所以在礼拜二晚上呢，我觉得非常的疲倦，那我还想说我应该去休息。
And I was quite anxious also because, in my job, I'm actually transitioned to a new job, you know, within my company.
因为那时候也非常心里非常的忧虑，因为我那我现在正在做在公司里面从一个工作转换到另外一个职位。
And my first day was this Friday, so I needed to transition all my work amongst you know three other new managers that were hired.
所以呢，我要新到那个工作室里星期五，所以在这之前我必须要把这些工作现在的工作交代给那新上任的三个经理。
But the Lord put on my heart, you know, that I need to come before Him, and so I went, you know, attended our prayer meeting.
但主提醒我，我应该来到他面前，所以我还是去参加了祷告聚会。
And during the meeting, you know, I really, the Lord had placed a burden upon our brothers and sisters to pray for me and for Brother Qian.
因为在那个祷告聚会里面，我看见主实在放在弟兄姐妹心里的负担，就是为我和纪言弟兄来祷告。
And during their prayer, I really felt this burden being lifted from my heart and just entering into this moment of rest.
而在那祷告聚会里面，我发现我心里的重担被主拿去了。
And at that very moment, I knew that come what may, the Lord is with me and He will accomplish that purpose.
因为主实在是与我同在，他会做成他要做的工作。
And that He will provide according to His will. That the Lord will provide.
他必按照他的旨意供应我们一切的需要。
So we praise the Lord that He is our comforter.
所以我们感谢主，他实在是我们的宝贵师。
But I still did not know how He was going to provide, but I knew He would.
我虽然不知道他是如何来供应，但是我知道他会供应。
And very quickly, for whatever reason, I went to bed and then I woke up at about 4:45 the next morning.
那很快的，后来我那天晚上就醒，第二天早上四点四十五，And
the reason I woke up is I felt this irritation in my left eye.
我起床是因为我发现我的left eye,
in my left eye was kind of
我左眼好像有点不舒服。
And it was so bad that I tried to rub it, it got worse, and I couldn't even close my eyes, I couldn't sleep, so I had to wake up.
那时候我就用去揉一下，结果越揉越糟，就发现我没法再睡了，所以我必须起来。
Normally I don't wake up at 4:45.
通常我不会早晨4:45就起床。
But you know, we praise the Lord, He allowed this irritation to wake me up, and then it gave me a couple of hours to quieten my heart before the Lord and to prepare.
我也感谢主，他让我那么早起来，因为这件小事情，让我有几个小时能够在主面前有安静。
So we praise the Lord that He is not only our comforter but our helper.
我们感谢主，主不仅是一个保惠师，而且他是帮助我们的那一位。
The Lord is so gracious that, you know, this prayer was on Tuesday night, and then at midnight, Wednesday early morning, the Lord made a way.
主实在是很有恩典，因为礼拜晚上我参加祷告去，礼拜三早上他让我很早就起来。
And the Lord knew ahead of time.
主知道在事前就知道什么事会发生。
Because the rest of the week was extremely busy. Thursday came and then Friday came.
因为主知道说我在后两天，星期四、星期五是非常忙碌的。
And then Friday night, after we finished Bible study and we went home, we lost power.
而在礼拜晚上，我们在这里读完经之后，回到家，家里停了电。
And the power was out until 4:45 this morning, or 4:30 this morning.
那停电一直停到今天早晨的4:45、4:50之间。
And so I was praying, Lord, can you please restore the power so I can at least print out the outline?
我感谢主，因为主上电回来，所以至少我可以把我要交通的能够印出来。
So last night I tried to print the outline, but then I realized I hadn't emailed it to myself, so I couldn't print it from church.
因为我本来想说要昨天晚上把它印一下，但是我发现我并没有那个手上的文件，所以无法印。
And so I went to bed and I woke up at about like 4 something and the power was still out, but I said, Lord, I praise you that I know you are in control.
所以昨天晚上我还是上床就寝了，结果今天早上很早电就来了，我就感谢主，说主啊，你实在是帮助我的。
You know, you promised me and you will make a way.
因为你既应许，你就必开道路。
And no sooner had I said that, within a few minutes the power came back on.
那时候电还没有来，但是我说完这句话的时候，结果电就来了。
So we know that the Lord is, the Holy Spirit is not only our helper or comforter, He's all powerful.
所以我们知道圣灵不仅是保惠师，是帮助我们的，而且他是有能力的。
So brothers and sisters, the Lord is reminding me that of the reality of who He is.
所以主是在提醒我这个事实，就是他是谁。
So I just want to, you know, offer this as a mutual encouragement for myself first and for each one of us.
我也要借这个小小的例子呢，不仅来 鼓励我自己，也鼓励弟兄姐妹们。
That we may continue to put our trust in Him and rely upon Him for everything to do with His work and His purpose in us.
好叫我们在凡事上都能够信靠他，信靠他的旨意。
The Holy Spirit alone is the Spirit of truth that leads us into all truth.
因为圣灵是真理的圣灵，他必引领我们进入一切的真理。
Shall we pray?
好，我们一起祷告。
Lord Jesus, we thank you and praise you, Father, that you never let us go.
主啊，我们实在感谢你，因为你从来没有撇弃我们。
Lord, we thank you for the reality of your presence.
主啊, 我们感谢你, 你在我们当中。
And Lord, we thank you for giving us your Holy Spirit.
我们感谢你赐给我们圣灵。
Lord, that alone is able to accomplish your purpose in our lives and in your church.
好使你可以在我们身上在教会中完成你的旨意。
So Lord, I just pray that you will teach us to yield our all to you.
主啊, 我们实在祷告, 我们都能够来依靠你。
Lord, may we daily be willing to deny ourselves, to take up the cross and to follow you.
好叫我们实在可以天天来舍己, 背起十字架来跟从你。
Lord, we may allow for this pressing to occur in our lives daily.
实在我们在我们每天生活里面能够有这样的感动。
So that your precious life in us may be released.
好叫你那宝在我们里面宝贵的生命能够被释放出来。
Lord, so that that light may be kept burning regularly in all the day.
好叫我们的灯天天能够点着。
In our generation.
不仅在这个时代。
And Lord, from generation to generation until you return.
也或者从这个时代到下个时代，直到你回来之前。
We once again thank you and praise you.
我们再一次感谢你，赞美你。
That the Lord among us is mighty.
因为在我们当中的主是大有能力的。
And Lord, the good work that you have begun, Lord, we know that you will be faithful to complete it.
主啊，你既动了这善功，我们知道你是信实的，你必成就。
And because of your faithfulness, not our own.
这都是因为你的信实，不是我们的忠心。
Again, Lord, we thank you.
主啊，我们感谢你。
We give you all the glory and honor.
我们把荣耀跟赞美都献给你。
In Jesus' name I pray.
奉靠主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, before we conclude, I'll just share a few announcements.
在我们报告之前。
And actually, before I do, I'd like to welcome any newcomers that might be here in our midst.
在我们报告之前，我们想欢迎一下今天第一次来到聚会当中的。
If you're visiting here for the first time, can you please stand up and introduce yourself? We'll start with my right side.
如果你是第一次来的话，所以请你站起来自我介绍一下，从这右手边开始。
Anybody who's here for the first time?
有第一次来的吗？
Okay, if not, we'll move to our left.
如果没有的话，我们换到左手边。
Okay, well, we thank God that everybody has been here.
好，我们感谢主，我们都来过。
So just a few announcements. So next Sunday, please remember Brother Sun, who will be sharing, and then Ben will be interpreting for him.
好，我们请弟兄姐妹纪念下个主日的聚会，我们孙弟兄要交通，孙嘉柔弟兄翻译。
And please also remember the various meetings. You know, we will continue to meet on Sundays in this hybrid fashion, but on other days we will continue to meet virtually.
我们除了主日聚会之外，我们还有其他的聚会，有些是线上的。
With the exception of also Friday night, we will meet via hybrid.
礼拜晚上呢是混合模式的聚会方式。
And just a reminder for our brothers and sisters to continue to screen ourselves. And if you're not feeling well, you know, we ask that you please stay at home.
我们仍然提醒弟兄姊妹们，能够自我检查一下，如果觉得不舒服的话，还是留在家里。
And then a reminder for the gospel meeting, the service group. So this Saturday, there will be a fellowship meeting pertaining to the service, and that will be from 2:30 until 4:30.
我们要提醒一下，在这个周六有一个福音的服事交通聚会，是从 2:30到4:30。
And it'll be in hybrid mode. So for those who plan on, who would like to come in person, I believe they will meet at the dining hall.
这个聚会呢是混合的方式，所以如果你要来这边的话，可以在地点是在餐厅。
Yeah, please refer to the SEA website for more information.
如果你要需要更多的资讯的话，请你参考我们聚会的网站。
And then a reminder that we will have our winter retreat this year from December the 23rd, which is Friday night through Sunday morning.
我们今年有一个冬令会，是从12月23号礼拜晚上到礼拜天12月25号主日早上。
And Brother Philip Jong from Houston will be here and will be sharing the word.
这一次是钟礼恩弟兄，从休斯顿来的钟礼恩弟兄释放信息。
So please pray for our dear brother for his preparation.
我们请弟兄姐妹为我们中弟兄祷告，当他在主面前预备的时候。
Please continue to pray for ourselves that the Lord may, you know, continually allow us and cause us, give us a desire to look upon Him, to seek His kingdom and His righteousness. Finally, that we might be a light to those unsaved family members and friends that are around us.
Okay,
I think that concludes our announcements. Anything else?
我想我们的报告就停在这里，有没有其他补充的？